Today's daf is Wochen daf Ayin Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of daf Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Hachover Naftali Ben Hachover Binyon. So the topic of the 8th parak of Maseches Zvachim is where Zvachim, Kachim meets Taruvos. Different karbonis got mixed up. It poses a huge problem in the Beis HaMikdash because not all karbonis were created equally. Different dinim in terms of how you execute the avoida of different karbonis in the context of a taruvos, you have to know exactly how to fear ois with the avoida. In today's daf, we're going to learn two mishnayos, both of which are a continuation of this theme, different taruvos-related halachos as it pertains to Zvachim. Zok the Mishnah. Evor chatos, the Evorim of a carbon chatos, shenis arvu be Evor oilo, that got mixed up with the Evorim of a carbon oilo. Now, right off the bat, this is a problem, because the Evorim of a carbon chatos are included part of the basar of a carbon chatos, where the halacha is, it's Nechal Zichrei Kohuna. The Ivarim of a carbon oila are included in the Basar of a carbon oila, where the halach is that it's Kulei Kolol. It has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now you have a Taruvas of Ivarim. Some of the Ivarim have a Din Achila. Some of the Ivarim have a Din Akhtara. What exactly are you supposed to do? So it was Machlokis Tanam. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitein Lamaila. You take the Ivarim and you makter them. Meaning you put them on top of the Mizbeach the way you would always be makter Ivarim. V'roya Anias B'sar Hachat. I included in this taruvos is a varim of a chatos, and a varim of a chatos, the din is achilo, the din is not haktaro. Says Rabbi Eliezer, chiddush roya ani as basar achatos milmaylo kiilu heinetzen. I have a right to view the basar chatos as if it's not really basar chatos. Rather, what is it? It's wood. So that when you put it in the fire, you're just adding fuel to the fire. You're not being makter basar of a carbon chatos. Being that you're not being makter basar of a carbon chatos, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. The chachamim say absolutely, positively, that's not an option. Rather, to uber to rasam, what you have to do is you have to wait until the basar, all of the basar, it changes its form, meaning it started to decompose a little bit, and then v'yetzu l'beis hasreifa, instead of eating it, instead of putting it on the mizbeach, what you're going to do is you're going to put it in the same place that you put all basar that's not roi l'achila or l'haktara. You end up taking it outside to the beis hasreifa. So in the event there was a mix-up, a taruvus between a varm of a carbon chatos and a varm of a carbon oil, what exactly do you do? Achlikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you makter it. You're being makter the Ivarim of a carbon chatos. Roya anies basar hachatos momailo kilu hein etzim. According to the Chachamim, to ubar tzurason, no, it's not an option to be makter it. You certainly can't eat it. Rather, you wait until it comes to a situation where it's not roi laktara, where it's not roi lachila, and then you treat it the way you would treat all basar kachim that's in that state. The eitzel, the beis hasreif, you take it out into the beis hasreif. It's just a few things as it relates to understanding the Mishnah and really as an introduction into the Gemara. Number one, when Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitein l'mailo v'roi anies basar achatos m'mailo kiluein eitzem, Rashi says that the way this works is that the koyin has to be mechaven, that I'm putting it not l'shem haktara, rather l'shem eitz. Meaning, if he would do it stam, then the assumption would be that it's being done l'shem haktara. And that's not okay, because a basar chatos, you're not supposed to be makter. If, however, the koyin would have a machshava that I'm putting it there not l'shem haktara, I'm putting it there l'shem to add fuel to the fire, I'm putting it there l'shem eitzim, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says there's makom l'hakel, and that's where it's going to be okay. Additionally, the Rishonim speak out that the only reason Rabbi Eliezer allows this roya ani as basar achatos mamailo kilui neitzin is because there's a taruvus. In other words, don't try this at home. This is not something that a kohen, any time he decides that he wants to, instead of eating the basar achatos, be makta the carbon achatos, perfect. Let me have in mind that I'm putting it l'shem neitzin instead of l'shem akhtara, and now it's going to be okay. It's dafka in a situation like this. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. What are we supposed to do? You can't eat it, you can't be makta it. The chachamim say to ubat Surasan, the Eitzelo Beis HaStreifa. But let's be honest, that's not the best option either. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Bechai Gavna, where it's a Shasat Chagodol, over here to save the Kachim and to at least be Mekayim Daktora with the Oila, put the Basar Chatos L'shom Eitzem. You'll have the Kavana that you're not doing the L'shom Aktora, and it's then that it's going to be okay. That's the first Ha'ara that the Rishonim speak out right here in the Mishnah. The second Ha'ara, and that really segues into the Gemara, what is the reason that you're not allowed to take basar of a carbon chatas and put it on the Mizbech? So the Mishnah begins with this conundrum. You have a taruvis between the Evarim of a carbon chatas and the Evarim of a carbon oila. The Evarim of a carbon chatas, the din is, you're supposed to eat it. The Evarim of a carbon oila, the din is to be makter. The assumption is you can't eat the basar of an oila, and you can't be makter the basar of the chatas. Now, as it relates to the fact that you can't eat the basar of a carbon oila, that the Rambam in Hilchis Maisa Karbonus Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph says, "Kol oichel kzayis mi basar oil." If somebody eats a kzayis of a basar oil, bein lifnei zrikas dama, bein laachas zrikas dama, doesn't matter if it's far zrika or nach zrika, loika, he gets malchus. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, "Leisucha lecha b'sharecha maser degoncha v'chulu unidarecha asher tidar." Mi piashmu alamdu. Even though this is not the pasuk pshat in the pasuk, Pachazal had a mesayra shenzu azara loichel basar oil. And in this pasuk, we learn a hazara, you're not allowed to eat a carbon oil. If this halacha sounds a little bit familiar, somewhere deep in the crevice of our mind, the Makar is a Gemara Mesachtes Makis, Daf Yud Zayin, in Perik Elohin Aloiken. If somebody eats basar of a carbon oil, he gets malchus, and the Gemara says this pasuk of Loisucha Lacha B'Sharecha is the Makar. But that everybody knows, anyways. It's pasuk. You can't eat the basar of a carbon oil. I mean, that's Kachim 101. In fact, but you see from the Rambam, it's more than just you can't eat it. It's included in the 208 lavin for which a person would get malchus. What about the iser to take the basar of a carbon chatas and to put it on the mizbeach? So the truth is, that's also a lois haseh. And the makar is a little bit more chikaf. The pasuk says, and this is right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it's Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem. Any carbon mincha that's being brought to the Eivishto, lo yiseyase chametz. You're not allowed to bring it in a state of chametz. So a mincha, we always say, involved carbs. There was some afiyah or bishul involved, but you had to make sure that it never got to the point that it was chametz. And then the pasuk concludes, this everybody knows, kichol sa'ar, v'chol devash, lo yisaktiru mimenu, ishal Hashem. Because any sar and any dvash, you're not allowed to be makdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the pertinent part to the reisha of the pasuk, kichol sa'ar. And being that sa'ar, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach, therefore a mincha which goes on the mizbeach, the Torah says, lo yisneyasa chametz, you have to make sure that it's not going to be chametz. The next pasuk says, korban reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. As much as I said, kol sar v'chol devash leisaktir mimenu ishal Hashem, however, if the carbon is reishis, then takrivu oisam l'Hashem. Then yes. However, ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nechayach. But if you want to put it on the mizbeach, l'reich nechayach, that's not okay. So what does this pasuk mean? So if you look at Rashi, u'mekoyroi, shal Rashi, is a sugi mesachtes menachis. As much as it's true, kol sar v'chol devash lo yisaktir mimenu ishal Hashem, there is a time where you're going to bring a carbon that's made of sa'ar. There is a time that you're going to bring a carbon that's made of devash. When is that? When the carbon is rishis. What's rishis? The shtei alech. That was a carbon that was brought on Shavuos. And we know that was a rishis because it was the first carbon that was brought from Chadosh. The Minchas HaOmer was Mater Chadosh Bigvulin, and the shtei alechem was Mater Chadosh in the Mikdash. But the shtei alechem was a carbon. It was chametz. It's rishis, and that you were allowed to bring. Additionally, Bikurim was brought from the Shivas Aminim. Included in that is Devash. Devash tomorrow. So says the Torah, that as much as I'm saying, Kichol sar v'chol devash, leisaktir mimenu ishal Hashem, however, Karban reishis, takrivu oisam l'Hashem. This is Pash Pshan in the Pasuk. That when the Karban is a Karban of reishis, reishis of sa'ar, meaning shtei alechem, and reishis of dvash, meaning bikurim, then takrivu oisam l'Hashem. Then you could bring it. However, ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nechayach. But even then, you're not allowed to take the actual shtei alechem and the actual bikurim and put it on the mizbeach. That's not okay. What do? You brought it. El ha-mizbeach, almost to the mizbeach, next to the mizbeach, but to actually be makter it, that you can't do even when it's a carbon reishis. So Pasha Pshat, this is a pasuk in the parasha of Mincha. It's talking about how a Mincha wasn't allowed to brought chametz, kichal sa'arva chal devash, leisaktir imenu isha l'Hashem. By the way, I just told you, kichal sa'arva chal devash, leisaktir imenu isha l'Hashem. There's a very important carve-out to that. Carbon reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. However, even though carbon reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem, even from sa'arva and vash, specifically when it comes to the shtei alechem and bikurim, abavel ha'mizbech le'yalu l'reach nechayach, to put it on the mizbech as reach nechayach, that already is not going to be okay. Stating all that, there's another laugh the Chazal extracted from this pasuk, something that is bechlal not what the pasuk itself is talking about, but at the same time a very, very fundamental, basic, critical halacha that permeates kachin, and that is Chazal said it says in the Torah lo isaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, and we learn from here that anytime you have a carbon and part of that carbon went l'Hashem, there was a mimenu of this carbon that went l'Hashem. The chelik that's not supposed to go l'Hashem, lo yisaktiru. You're not allowed to be makter. So for example, a carbon chatos that has a chelik of it that goes l'Hashem, you're supposed to be makter. There's also a chelik that's nechel l'zichrei kohuna. You're not allowed to take the chelik that's not supposed to go l'Hashem and go ahead and be makter. So the pshutei shel mikra of this pasuk is ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. But at the same time, from the words lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, we learn a very important halacha, and that is you're not allowed to take the basar of a carbon that has a chelik of it that went l'Hashem, such as the basar chatos, and now go ahead and be makter. So as it relates to the ivari oila not being allowed to eat, that's a lav. What's the lav? Lo yisuch alecha b'sharecha masa de gancha unidarecha ashetitar. Like the Rambam brings in Perikid Aleph Aloch Aleph Echus Maiser Kabonis Asher Mekoyroi Hu Gemara Makis Daf Yudzayin. As it relates to not being allowed to be makta the Ivorim of a carbon chatos, that's learned out from a pasuk in Perik Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph in Parshas Vayikra. The Pshutei Shel Mikra of the pasuk is ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, but we darshan lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem in a vacuum. It's a maimer amuzger that anytime you have a carbon where mimenu went l'haktar, you're not allowed to go now and take the other chelik and be maktered. As we're going to see, this akdama is mamish pertinent. It walks us right in to the first gemara here in Dafayin Zayin Amar Aleph. Sok Tehilu Gemara, my time with the Rebbe Eliezer. What is the makar to Rebbe Eliezer that says what? That in the event that there was a taruvas of evari chatos and evari oivo, yitein l'maylo v'roya anias basar achatos m'maylo kilo ein eitzim, which is a very, very big chiddush. And by the way, in light of what we just said, that really there's a lav in the Torah, le'saktir mimenu ish el Hashem, to be makted the basar and the evarim of a karmel chatos. So now, because you had kavana lehepech, and because you're stuck here in a matzav of taruvas of a fart, now that we said it's a lav, till now we thought the halacha, the chatos is, you're supposed to eat it. Now you're not doing what you're supposed to do. B'chai gavna, maybe it's okay. But if it's a fart galoisa, say in the Torah, so then, b'chura, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer, says the Gemara, amakra, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you look at the pasuk, the second pasuk that we mentioned in that parsha from which we learn, lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem, it says, ve'ela mizbech lo yalu, l'reach nichayach. And Rabbi Eliezer darshan, l'reach nichayach, yata mailo, aval ata mailo l'shem eitzim. That when the pasuk said carbon reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem ve'elam izbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach, that whole pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk. In the Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's a continuation of ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash leisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. In the drush of leisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem, which is a makar that you're not allowed to be makter the basar and the ivarim of a karmel chatos, it's a continuation of that lav as well. Now, what does it say in the Torah? Ve'elam izbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah is being magder the lav. It's true leisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. But when? When you're doing it l'reach nichayach. But being that you're putting it on the mizbech l'shum eitzim, that was your kavana, so then already it's not going to be a problem. V'rabbanan, what are the rabbanan going to respond to that? Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is saying very good. The whole makar not to be magdered chatos is lo yisaktir menu isha l'Hashem. It sounds like the Torah was magdered and said v'alam mizbech lo yalu l'reach nichayach. Says the Gemara, the rabbanan are going to tell you that miyat rachmana oisam. Right before it says v'alam mizbech lo yalu l'reach nichayach, it says oisam l'Hashem korban reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. Says the Chachamim, from the word oisam, we learn that it's davka oisam, them, What is them? Them, what the Torah is talking about mefurish, and that is kichol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. It's regarding that that you have this miyut of oisam hu di'iyat ha'mayla. As it relates to the other laugh, that's not beforeish in the pasuk, that's only implied from the pasuk. Over there, like, there the halacha is that even if you're not doing it, still there's going to be a laugh. So it's true, it says, which is a huge qualification of the laugh, but it says, which is a miyat. So that qualification is limited. What's it limited to? It's limited to the pshutei shel mikra. And it makes sense it's limited to the pshutei shel mikra. First of all, it's the pshutei shel mikra. But also the words right before oisam are korban reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. Korban reishis is for sure going back on kichol sa'ar v'chol devash, like we will mefarish the pasuk. Reishis of sa'ar ishtei alechem and reishis of devash is bikurim. So korban reishis takrivu oisam l'Hashem. But that oisam is also telling me that what it says afterwards, v'lam mizbech l'yal l'rech nechayach, from where you would see this grace of cool that if you wanted to put it on the mizbech l'shum eitz, so maybe it would be okay. It's true, but only regarding Sar and Vash. It's not true with regards to the Evarim of a carbon chatas. What's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the word oisam? Can't ignore the word oisam. Oisam definitely sounds like a word that's coming to be memayit. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell you, oisam hu derabboi l'chol kevesh kimizbeach. Avo midi achri nilay. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's another halach that Chazal darshan from the words that la mizbeach lo yaluch l'reach nichayach. And that is that not only you're not allowed to take the sa'ar and dvash and put it al gabi mizbeach, and not only are you not allowed to take l'chura, the evarim of a karmel chatos and put al gabi mizbeach, but even on the kevish of the mizbeach, even that's not okay. We learned that from the fact that it says ve'ela mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach, ela mizbeach is mashma any chelik of the mizbeach, and the kevish is a chelik of the mizbeach, even though it's not the makom haktara, still it's not going to be okay. Says Rabbi Eliezer, when the Torah said oisam, oisam was coming to say that the ribuy of kevish kemizbeach is true only for oisam. On the lav of kichol sa'ar v'chol devash, but as it relates to the lav of lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem, that you're not allowed to be mocked to the boss in the barim of a karmel chatas, with regards to that, you don't have the ribuy of kevesh. So I'm asking to you, Rabbanon, that oisam is coming to be memayit, but it's not coming to be memayit l'shum eitzim. It's coming to be memayit that there's no din kevesh kemizbeach when it comes to that lav. V'chachamim, meaning, what are the Rabbanon going to say? Tartish mami not the Rabbanon. No, that if it says oisam, oisam sounds like that whatever you learn from these words, velam mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichay, it's stuff gonna get a carbon rachis takrivo, oisam l'Hashem. Oisam is not memayit one thing, and now let's pick and choose and let's decide which one thing should it be memayit. Oisam is memayit everything. The bottom line is, what emerges is that the makor to the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is really how to learn a psukim. It's Torah's Kayanim 101. That's what's going on over here. It says in the Torah, leisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem, Kipshutoy, it's going behemshech to kichol sa'ar v'chol devash. But Chazal darshan did as a maimer amuskar, this is the makar that the basar v'chatos, the evarim of v'chatos, or really the basar and the evarim of any carbon where mimenu is isha l'Hashem, you're not allowed to take the chelik that's not supposed to go l'Hashem and be makter it. Stating that, the Torah says in the very next pasuk, Vela mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. Rabbi Eliezer held, in that pasuk, we said the only time you're not allowed to do that is if you're doing it l'reach nichayach. But if you would put it l'shem eitzim, it would be okay. And that's the eitzah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. You put it l'shem eitzim, you have kavano l'hepech, not l'shem akhtara, but kavano l'shem eitzim. Even then, the Rishonim say, Rabbi Eliezer said, don't try this at home. I'm only allowing you to do it because you're stuck. Meaning, it's not the most lechatchilah thing, but the bottom line is, this is an Eitzah just based on the qualification that Torah gave to the lab. The Chachamim say that it's true, it says, Velam Mizbeach, lo yalu l'reach nechayach. But it says, Oisam l'Hashem, and Oisam is a miyut in this qualification. The miyut is, it's a qualification for the lab of Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash. But it's not a qualification for lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. Which means, if you would take the Evarim of Achatas and you would put it on the Mizbeach, and you would have a mind l'shom eitzim, you're being over a fartik aloysa saying the Torah, there's no kavana that's going to allow you to get out of it, and it's for that reason the Chachamim say that's not an eitzah. To eat it is obviously not an eitzah. Then you're running into the other lav that the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph and Luchos Ma'aser Karbonos, the eret, the eitzah, and the only eitzah is to ubar tzu rasan v'yetzu l'beis hasreif. Either way, so the way we have the machloik is Rebbe Lezen the Chachamim in our Mishnah is they were arguing with regards to the Evarim of a carbon chatos, that when the Sarev with the Evarim of a carbon oil, you have a kosher chatos, you have a kosher oil, Kohen so badly wants to do everything the right way. The problem is he doesn't know who's who, what's what. He's stuck. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an Eitzah, The Eitzah is, be makter everything, have a mind l'shom Eitzim. According to the Chachamim, there is no Eitzah. And it's for that reason, to Ubar Tzuras and the Eitzah l'beis Hasreif. We're about to see right now that there was another version of the Machlokes Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim that the Tanaim had. Meaning, sometimes you find that there was a Machlokes Tanaim, what exactly a Machlokes Tanaim of previous generations was. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he was Masada the Mishnah, so if he was going to present a Machlokes Tanaim, he sometimes had to pick and choose which version, which nusach of the Machlokes Tanaim that he wants should be the Nevuah, Shehutzrich L'Doiris, should go down in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now is going to say that the version that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi picked is a version, but Hevi Yodea, there's another version that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi clearly, for whatever reason, chose not to pick. Says the Gemara, Masis like Aitana, Unzer the Mishnah is not like the following Tana, Tanya belonged to the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim never argued. Wow. This whole machlokes that we just thought never really happened, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim never argued. Evari chatos and evari oila, they agreed that what? Sheyikrivu. Meaning everybody holds that there is a din of however, and even though it says oisam is only coming to be a ma'ayit, kevesh k'mizbech, it's not coming to be a ma'ayit. This halacha. Okay. Additionally, al b'roiva v'nerva, shalo yikrivu. There was never a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. In the event, Kohen had a varim that is supposed to go on the mizbech, and a varim that is supposed to go on the mizbech, but then they found out that the varim of one of the karbanis was from an animal that was a roiva v'nerva, which of course is not allowed to go on the mizbech. So you have a taruvis now of a varim that are kosher to go on the mizbech, and a varim that are from a behema that's a roiva v'nerva, as a result of which are not kosher to go on the mizbech. There was no machlokes there either, because everybody was in agreement, shelo yikrivu. In such a situation, even Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no lushum etzim here. You're not taking a varim that's from an animal that was a roiva v'nerva and putting it on the mizbech. Amen. What was the machlokes? Where there were a varim of a regular oil tmimo. That was nisarv with the varim of an oil that's a balas mom. And now you're not sure what to do. Rabbi Eliezer, says, yikrivu. Go ahead and be makriv. And here you have the eitzah of royan, and that's where it's going to be okay. The Chachamim said, lo yikrivu, that you should not go and be makriv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is as presented, but in a different case. The case is talking about not where you had kosher evari chatas that were nesarev, but kosher evari oilu, because in that case everybody holds yikrivu. It's talking about we had kosher evarim and pasul evarim. And it's also not a case where the pasul evarim were pasul because of roiva v'nerva, because everybody would hold lo yikrivu. The case is where the pasul is pasul because it's from an animal that's a balas mum, b'chai gavna. In such a case, you have the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer holds royin, the shum eitzim, the Chacham say it's not going to be okay. So, the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, maishno roiva v'nerva, the loichazu, balas mum, nami loichazi. What's pashupshan of Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, the Chachamim seem to be consistent. The Chachamim hold that it doesn't matter if the Taruvis is with Roiva v'Nerva or the Taruvis is with Balas Mum. Either way, you don't put it on the Mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be mechalik between Roiva v'Nerva and Balas Mum. Roiva v'Nerva you can't put on the Mizbech. Balas Mum you could put on the Mizbech. Faith the Gemara, Maishna. What's the difference, Roiva v'Nerva? Because it's Leichazu, because it's not something that's allowed to go on the Mizbech. Balas Mum nami Leichazi. Balas Mum is also Leichazi. Now, just one thing, just posh it, an observation in the Gemara. The Gemara is not asking Rabbi Eliezer, you're inconsistent because you hold that when the Evari Chattas, when the Sar with the Vari Oilo, you'll have to put it on the Mizbeach. So how come when it comes to Roiva V'Nirva, there you hold that you can't put it on the Mizbeach? Additionally, the Gemara is not even asking in the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim hold where it's a Vari Chattas and a Vari Oilo, you'll have to put it on the Mizbeach. But when it comes to Roiva V'Nirva and Baal Smum, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. That, it's like Poshit is different. To the Gemara, there's no Shaila in the world. That's a different sugya. Where the Gemara holds the two should be the same, and I can't see any Sfarah in the world to be Mechalik, is we had Kashre Evarim that were Nesarev with Roiva V'Nirva, or Kashre Evarim that was Nesarev with Baal Smum. What's the difference over there? The Chachamim are consistent, Rabbi Eliezer is inconsistent. Sisa. Now, the reason that's so, meaning the reason Evari Chatas, Evari Oila is obvious to the Gemara is different because there everything is kosher. Additionally, it's based on a pasuk. The Isser to take the Evari Chatas and put on the Mizbeach is Lo Yisaktir Imenu Isha L'Hashem, and we said it right. It's the whole first part of the daf. There's a qualification. But here we're talking about Pasul Evarim that were mixed with Kosher Evarim. The Chachamim are consistent. Never put it on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, not so fast. What is the psul? Is this Reva Venirva or is this Mum? Who cares? Pasul is Pasul is Pasul. Since when do we rank Madrigos of psul and we're going to say, this psul, I don't want it going near the Mizbeach. That psul, yeah, just put it with Shumetzin. Have kavana lehepech, you're stuck, you're in a taruvas anyways, and mimeila, it's going to be okay, right? It's very, very shvet. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna. So Rav Huna took the first crack at it. He said, Badukan Shabbai. Could be what's going on over here is, this balas mum, that Rabbi Eliezer says, where it's nesar, if it's okay to put it on the mizbeach, l'shem esim, it's talking about where it wasn't a regular mum. The mum was a subtle mum. It was a mum in the cataract of the eye of the animal. Badukim Shabbai, in Valibit Rabbi Akiva, and it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who holds, im alu lo yeredu. Being that Rabbi Akiva holds when it comes to Dukin Shabbayinim, Alu Lo Yerdu, so that's the reason where the Taruvis is with a mum of Dukin Shabbayin, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, Emedom Rabbi Akiva Di'iyova, the Chatchilum Yomar, even Rabbi Akiva, who's Mako when it comes to Dukin Shabbayin, he was only Mako B'di'evet, but he doesn't hold that Lechatchilo, this is something you're allowed to do. And if that's the case, Dukin Shabbayin shouldn't really help you. Now the truth is, the Achroinim ask a very stark Kashim, Shan in the Gemara. And that is, maybe, Rabbi Eliezer said his Alocha B'dukin Shabbayin, and he doesn't mean that, oh, being that it's Dukin Shabbayim and Melu Lechatchilo, you're allowed to go ahead and put it on the Mizbeach. But you're asking, what's the chilik between a taruvis of Balas Mum versus a taruvis of Reva Venir Val Teirin? The chilik is a taruvis of Balas Mum, but Dukin Shabbayim is a more cooler digger taruvis. Vaharaya, Rabbi Akiva holds a Malu Lo Yerdo, as opposed to Reva Venir, where Avada the Allah is, it's a Malu Yerdo. But the Gemara, for some reason, is not being Oymid on that Nakuda. The Gemara holds that's not enough of a chilek. If you would have a mefurish halacha that you could be makter a balas mum, where it's bedukin shabayin, that would be okay. The closest thing you have to that is Rabbi Akiva, and even Rabbi Akiva said b'di'evet. He never said a lechatchilos. Now the bottom line is dukin shabayin shouldn't really help you. So the Gemara says, I'm Rapapa. Rapapa took the second stab at it. He said, my skin, you know what's going on over in Rabbi Eliezer's case. It's talking about gunsha olu agabi kevish. It's talking about with the Evarim were ready on the Kevesh. Okay, being that the Evarim were ready on the Kevesh, so there the halacha is that Mizbeach is Mekadesh, right? Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and once it's on the Kevesh, the halacha is you're allowed to put a lechatchila on the Mizbeach. Now, this is really based on a sugya lekamon, da pevava medalef. Just explain this a little bit better. La'ulam, Rapapa says, we're talking about where the mum was Bedukim Shabbayin. Bedukim Shabbayin, Imalu Lo Yerdu. What's Nakashna? Imalu Lo Yerdu. He's still not allowed to put it Lechatchila. The Teretz says it was on the Kevesh. Anytime the Alach is Imalu Lo Yerdu, if it's on the Kevesh, you're allowed to go Lechatchila and put it on the Mizbeach. So again, it's talking about the Ikimta the Rav Huna made. It's not a regular balas mum. It's a balas mum betukin shabayin. But being that betukin shabayin am alu lo yerdu, when it's on the kevesh lechatchila, you're allowed to go ahead and put on the mizbeach. But the Gemara says yachi ebazeya filu beinayu. Can't be that's the case, because then Rabbi Eliezer would say that if you had an animal that's a balas mum, even if it wasn't a sarev with a kosher animal, the minute it's on the kevesh, if you want to put on the mizbeach, you'll have to put on the mizbeach. If he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, Bedukin Shabbayin, Malu Lo Yerdu, and he holds that anytime it's a Malu Lo Yerdu, if it's on the Kevesh, L'chatchila, you're allowed to put it on the fire of the mizbeach. Okay, so what does this have to do with Taruvas? That can't be what's going on there. Ella, time of the Rabbi Eliezer. You have to say Pshana Rabbi Eliezer. The reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the Taruvas was with the Reva Venirva, the Alach is Lo Yekrivu. But if the Taruvas was with the Balas Mum, the Alach is Yekrivu, it's based on a pasuk. Because Miyut Rachmana, in the parasha of Balas Mum, there's a Miyut. It says mum bum, and we learn from here that we're it's be'en. Vir the halach is hudu lo yiratzu. Ha al yedei taruva is yiratzu. Now what's this pasuk? It says umiyad ben nechar lo yisakrivu es lechem elokechem mikol eile ki mashchasam bahem mum. Right, the word mum bum lo yiratzu lochem. Now we learn from here that when it comes to a behema, that's a balas mum mum bum, where it's bum, where the animal is be'en and it's not in the taruvas, that's where you're gonna have a problem. If however it's al yedei taruva is yiratzu, In that case, it's going to be okay. So again, the kasha was, what's the chila between Rebbe ben Irva and Baal HaSmon? Oh, it's very simple. By Rebbe ben Irva, there's no miut. When it comes to Baal HaSmon, there's a miut. It says mum bam. It has to be ba'an. If it's in the taruvas, this is not going to be a problem. The Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon do with that? As the Gemara, the Rabbanon darshan the word bum. They know it's an exclusionary word, right? Just like oisama named aleph, the word bum is osama ma'id, but it's coming to be ma'id something else. Mum bum hu deloye rot. So when the mum is physically in the animal, that's when there's an issue. Ha'avar mum bum, but let's say an animal has a mum, and then the mum goes away. The animal has a refuah shleima. Oh, in that case, yiratzu, it's going to be mirat. Rabbi Eliezer, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that? I mean, that's a very basic halacha. Right, you would think that the first thing you would be mamayit from the word bum is what? The Rabbanan abim mamayit. That's very fundamental, as opposed to a whole lamdash case that's only the gay, the eighth parak in Zvachim, a case of a taruvus, right? You would think that's the more obvious case. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer darshins that from bum, bohem. The way Rashi explains it, there's really two miyutim in the pasuk. It says, ki mashchasam bohem mum bum. So it's not bum bohem, one word that has two drashas. That's usually what bum bohem would mean. But rather, it's bohem bum, right? It's two separate drashas. That from one, we're memaet the halacha of taruvos, and from the other one, we're memaet that once it's avram umam. Meaning, if there was one mit, enochinami, Rabbi Eliezer would not have makar for the halacha that there's no psul balas mum b'taruvos, but there's two miyutim. It says bohem and it says bom. V'rabbanon, what do the rabbanon do with the second miyut? Bom bohem leidarshi, which means they are doiresh bom, but they're not doiresh bohem. So one they're doiresh, the other one they're not doiresh. And for that reason, according to the rabbanon, all you have is a miyut for when the mum passes. If, however, it's in a matzav of taruvos, for that you don't have a mir. So the bottom line is, just hit the pause button for 1 second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon is in a situation where there's a taruvos, yeah, but the taruvos was where you had kosher evarim of a carbon oila, that when this arev with evarim of a carbon oila, balas mum. According to Rabbi Eliezer, put it on the mizbeach, l'shom eitzin, roya. According to the Chachamim, that's not going to be an option. Rather, to ubar tzurasan. Meaning, our Mishnah had the machloikis in a case where zevari chata, zevari oilo, masis loikaitana, because Rabbi Yehuda had the same exact machloikis in a different context. What's the makar to the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham? And very similar to what the machloikis is according to the Tan of our Mishnah. And that is, it boils down to an exclusionary word in the parasha of mum. It says, ki mashchasam bahem mum bam lo yeiratzu lachem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's two miyutim in this pasuk, bahem bam. One is coming to be mamayit that once the mum passes, at that point, there's no issa balas mum anymore. The other one's coming to tell me that the only time there's a problem is if it's bam, meaning it's ba'en. If, however, it's in the taruvus, at that point, there's not going to be an issue. The Chachamim hold there's only one mi'at, because they hold of the mi'at of bam, they don't hold of the mi'at of bahem. If there's one mi'at, tafasta mu'at, pun intended, tafasta, and the more obvious mi'at would be that when the mum is there, that's when it's going to be a problem. If, however, the mum passes, then already it's fine. But being that you don't have a second mi'at, so as far as we're concerned, you have the isra filo in a matzav of taruvus. If you have the isra even in a matzav of taruvus, so you're going to go ahead and be over an isra, be makter balas mum, because you're having your mind l'shom eitzim, that in and of itself is not going to be an option. But the Gemara asks a very obvious follow-up question to this, and that is, ihochi oibazoi roya? Roya? What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said that when you have a taruvus, which, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machloikis, Evarim Ksherim and Evarim of a Balas Mum, the reason you could put it on the Mizbeach is because you're going to have a mindless Shomaitzin, and we're going to view the Evarim of the Balas Mum as if it's just adding fuel to the fire, and as a result, everything is going to be okay. Why are you having a mindless Shomaitzin? Why the Shtikl Torah? Harachmana Achsherei, Freik the Gemara. The whole Isser Balas Mum was saying is bum. It's only when it's bad. The minute it's in the taruvos, there's no Isser at all. So if there's no Isser at all, Freik the Gemara, why do I need Rabbi Eliezer Shtikl Torah of L'shom Eitzim, Rachmana Achsherei? This is something that's mamish mutter. This is something that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do lechatchila. Zokta Gemara, you're right. Abba ledivreyam kamalu. You have to say that when Rabbi Eliezer said hishtikul Torah of Lashon Meitzim, he was talking to the Chacham. And what he went to say was like this. Lididi, according to me, Rachmana Achshere, the Torah says it's kosher. Abba ledidchu, according to you, that don't have the drasha of bam, oidili mia, at the very least, could you be moided that basa balas mum keitzim dami? There should be an eitzah of putting it Lashon Meitzim. Midi de havi abasa chatas. And what's the taina? The taina is just like basa chatas when it's nisarev with basa roila. Evari chatas and evari roila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the chachamim amoid you're allowed to do it. Why? Because as long as you didn't have a mind, l'shem reich nichayach, it's going to be okay. So this is what they're taining. What Rabbi Eliezer is taining to the chachamim is that even if you don't hold the maishtikal Torah of bam, aba'oidili miya, it should be loy gara from chatas and oila. We see if you do it l'shem eitzim, being that it says in the Torah of Alam Mizbech, l'yalu l'reich nichayach, then it's not going to be a problem. So in this case, even the case of Balas Mum, it should be okay. But the Gemara says, Rabbanon, hachamisi, asam lamitzi. You can't compare taking a kosher carbon chatas, which the din is l'achila, and putting it on the Mizbech, where if you didn't do it l'shem reich nichayach, you did a l'shem meitzim, then it's going to be okay. To take an animal that's a Balas Mum, which is moros, l'gvaya, which is something that's disgusting, to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, with all your shtiklach Torah and all your cheshbayin, it's not going to be okay. So really, the Fiyah MS, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, is based on the word bomb. Aye, his whole shtikl Torah of Royan, it was only the Divrei HaChacham. Now Tosfos asks a very, very obvious geshmak of Pshatova Nara. And that is, what's Rabbi Eliezer telling the Chachamim? Lididi, Rachman Achshere, Aba Lididchu, Oidili Miya. Let me ask you a question. Does Rabbi Eliezer hold of that? Lididchu, Oidili Miya? Okay, not. Because Rabbi Eliezer held of the Lididchu, Oidili Miya, then Rabbi Eliezer would not have needed this pasuk of Mumbam, Lo Yiratzu Lachem. Because you would anyways have the Eitzah of Oiduli Mia. So Tosfos says that it sounds like in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is being Toiveya from the Chachamim, something that he himself doesn't hold of. And Tosfos says, oops, Enochinami, Enochina, we got a little ahead of ourselves in a minute, but Enochinami, and what you find this sometimes in Shas Tes Tosfos, Amol, you find such an inyan where the Gemara will say, Lididi, Abel Liditchu, and the person who's making the argument of Liditchu doesn't really hold of the Liditchu. There's a lot to talk about in this Tosfos, but either way, we're going to go right there. But before we do, what's the very quick Sikum? The Mishnah said, Eivari Chatosh and Esavri Beivari Oilo. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Yitin Lamayla Viraya, according to the Chachamim, that's not an option to Ubar Tzurasan. What we saw is that this is only one version in the Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. There was another version. The other version was Rabbi Yehuda's version. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, chose the other version, not Rabbi Yehuda's version. Abba Lamayis, now there is a version of Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machloikis is Lehegya, not in the case of this Mishnah, because in the case of the Mishnah, everybody would be Moida, that the halacha is, you can go ahead and be Makdur L'shom Meitzim. What was the Machloikis? The Machloikis was, where the Taruvis was Kosher Eivarim, and Eivarim from an animal that's a Balasmum. In that case, we have the Machloikis. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Eivarim, the Eivarim, Bali Mumin. What would be if you have kosher evarim of an oilo, that when nisarev with the evarim of an oilo, that's a balmo. Rabbi Eliezer says, im korav roish, echad mehen, yikravu kol arosh. In the event that the head of one of these animals, you were already makter, at that point you could be makter all the other ones as well. Kro'ayim shalach mehen, if you were makter the kro'ayim of one of these animals, yikravu kol kro'ayim, then you'd be able to be makter all the kro'ayim. The chachamim say, afilu karvu kulam chutz miyachem mehen. Even if you went and you were makter everything with the exception of one, that one you can't be mocked. The yetzel lebeis hasreifa, you would have to take the lebeis hasreifa. So here too, just a few aras before we start this last very short gemara. Number one, Rashi says the mafarish that the case is talking about where you had one animal that was a balas mum, and that one animal's evarim was nisariv with many animals that's not Bali Mumin, that are kosher animals. Meaning, anytime you have a taruvis, you always have to know what the ratio is. So the case is where the Balas Mum is the miut and the kosher are the rife. That's the case. When you understand that's the case, the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim flows very nicely. So again, you have over here a situation where there are 10 sets of Eivorim that are all from a kosher oila, and then there's one that's from a non-kosher oila. Rabbi Eliezer says, "In karev roish echemiam, if one of the heads you already marked there, then yikrivu kol haroshim." What's the svara? The svara is, because Rabbi Eliezer, and we saw this earlier in the perek, he holds of another rayon. You're allowed to be toilah, and you're allowed to assume that the one that you were makter was the not good one. Now, shame on you, but Lameisa right now, it's out of the picture. It's not in the taruvos anymore. As a result, everything that you have left over is already good, and if you want to go in and be makter, you can be makter. The Chachamim say, afilu karvu kulam chutz miyachemem. Even if you'd be makter with all of them, with the exception of one, I have to assume that the one that's left over is maybe the one that's not okay. And therefore, Yetzel Beis HaStreifa, that one would have to go to Beis HaStreifa. So just from the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that says once you mak the one, everything else is going to be kosher. It's obvious that in the Taruvos there's only one bad one. And really, all the other ones were the good ones. Again, Ayin earlier in the Perek, this is the first order that needs to be spoken out, that the Mefarish speaks out right here in the Mishnah. The second order, which is very obvious, and that is when the Gemara said on Amud Aleph that Masisa Deloika Atana, the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, that says the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether it works or doesn't work, is talking about Ivari Chatosh and Isavri Ivari Oilus, like Aitana, which Tana? The Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim is Dafka in a case where you had Ivarim Ksherim that were Nisarim with Ivarim that's a Balasmo. Now the Gemara said it on Amud Aleph. Why did the Gemara say it on Amud Aleph? Because that was the first Mishnah that we hit. And it was clear that that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim in that case. What does everybody hold? Everybody holds over there Yikrivu, right? Really, that Masis in the Leik Haitana is true for this Mishnah as well. But we know, really, all these Mishnayos are one and the same, right? All the Mishnayos in a parish for sure is the same. It's a Reisha and a Seifa. So when the Gemara made the comment on Amud Aleph, Masis and the Leika Aitana, there the Gemara was making it from that Chelek of the Mishnah, but it's equally as true from this Chelek of the Mishnah. You see clearly that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim have a different understanding when it comes to Ivarim Be Ivarim Bali Mumin, right? Rabbi Eliezer over here doesn't say that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put it all in the Mizbeach, the Ryan. The Chachamim don't say that Tuba Tzuras and Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. It's a different Nusach HaMachloikis. And the reason is because, again, the Tana of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. The same Masis and Loikai Tana that we had on the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, we have over here on the Mishnah on Amud Beis as well. Either way, Zok Tegemar, Amar Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said, Lehichsha Rabbi Eliezer, Elo Shnayim Shnayim. Even Rabbi Eliezer, that said, that im karev roish echel mehem yikrivu kol haroshin, that's only true if at the very least you have now two that you can put on the mizbeach. Aval echad echad loy. Rabbi Eliezer is never going to allow you to put one on the mizbeach alone. Rabbi Eliezer is only going to allow you to put two at a time. Meaning, it sounds like from Rabbi Eliezer, once you put on one, then you can do whatever you want. No, even Rabbi Eliezer only allows you to put two on a time. And Rashi says the reason is because if you're putting two on a time, you have a migu. Which migu? What we always call the other migu. Because once you're putting two, being that you know one of them for sure is okay, so there's a svara. Migu dahai lavdi isuruhu, hai nami lavdi isuruhu. But if you're going to put one at a time, you always have to be chayshid that maybe that one that you're putting is not okay. Even though you already put one on, and Rabbi Eliezer holds toilin, it's true he holds toilin, but it's betsiruf migu. So if you're Lamaisa right now going to put two together, it's then and only then that it's going to be okay. Must Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha from the sefer of the Mishnah. Chomer, the Chachamim say, I feel karva kulam chutz meyachalem yitzel beis hasreifa. That even if you'd be makriv all of them, with the exception of one, that one would have to go to beis hasreifa. What does it sound like? It sounds like the Chachamim hold that last one would have to go to beis hasreifa. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, if I cared for sure that one, you'd be able to be makriv. Right? What are we trying to do in the sefer? We're trying to bring out the shitas haChachamim on the biggest extreme. Even if you were makriv all, there's only one left. Even then, the Chachamim hold it's not okay. One left, even Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not okay. Because if there's one left, you don't have the migu. See, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold it's a problem. So the Gemara said, "Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa Azbarlach Mag." Echad zug echad enechanav. You have to say when we say there's one left, it means one zug left. Enechanav. If there's one left, even Rabbi Eliezer would hold it. It's not okay. If there's one zug left, it's over there. The Rabbi Eliezer hold it. It's okay. We are going to stop here. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. The daf is going to continue on this theme. Now we're going to be talking about where different dams, different bloods were mixed up. So we're getting involved in taruvos bezrika. So it's getting more and more fundamental. But for now, we are going to stop here.